Hello, I'm Mr. B here with Mr. Dave and Mr. Jethro.
Hello.
We are the Geeky Guys, and and we've got another dog. I say another dog. Got K9 behind me. We've got a dog walking around on set.
The other K9 here.
Fourth Geeky Guy.
Yeah. And you might not have noticed this, but it's Christmas.
It is. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
One and all.
This used to go out, we used to do the Christmas specials, Dave, on Christmas Day.
We did,
we put them out on Christmas Day to make way, because there was no Doctor Who.
No Doctor Who Christmas specials. So
however...
Calm yourself, boy. Calm yourself.
Yeah. However, this time...
Oh, yeah, see, he's making himself...
He is making himself known.
Making himself known.
Come here, boy. So, this year, however, there is a Doctor Who Christmas special.
There is. It's back. RTD is back, and he's brought with him the Christmas specials, as we've just said.
So this year, we are going out just before Christmas.
Yeah.
But, so we've not opened our presents yet. We don't know what we're getting. One thing I would like to ask Jethro, actually, because this is your first Christmas with us. You've been with us for the majority of the year, really. So at least halfway through the year, really.
A lot of it.
Yeah. How's it been? It's a loaded question, Dave. He's got
to
say nice things. So have you enjoyed your time with the Geeky Guys?
Yeah, it's been all right.
It's been all right.
Room for improvement.
What else is there to say, really?
Well, you're still here, which
yes,
is good.
Exactly. Yeah.
Still here. Made it to Christmas.
You've not been sacked. That's another thing that's always good as well.
Hang on, we're not paying him, are we?
Hope not.
Anyway, let's move swiftly on. So being Christmas, we just thought this is only going to be a little short video just to say Merry Christmas. And obviously we have, with most of our videos, our feature, which is Geeky Guys Favourites. Now, we're going to ask the question now so you at home can be thinking about it and then we can think about our answers.
Yeah.
Now, this question, actually, Dave, you came up with this one.
I did.
Which I think is a great one. So the Geeky Guys Favourite for this video is, what is your favourite television or film Santa Claus?
Yeah, the actor who portrayed Santa Claus. Hmm. It's we thought about who your favourite might be. We thought that'd be a good one to go through between ourselves, and it's not something we've ever talked about before, so there could be some surprises in there.
We've never talked about the Santa Claus one before, have we? We've talked Christmas films before, which we're going to just talk about in a minute, but we've never talked...
And I mean, people can geek out about Christmas films as well, can't they? I mean, there's people that like their favourite films and they watch them all year round.
I must admit, I wouldn't say geek out, but I have watched Christmas films in the middle of the year. And I do know someone who absolutely loves Christmas, and they will watch Christmas films and listen to Christmas songs all year round.
Yeah, I know you're a big Love Actually fan, aren't you? You've seen that a
few
times.
Yeah, I like Love Actually. I'm a big, huge romantic at heart.
Is that your favourite Christmas film?
Love Actually.
You know what you're going to say now. Actually, it isn't.
Actually. You know what? It's got to be up there in the top 5-10, isn't it? I mean, I like The Holiday as well as a Christmas film.
Yeah,
I think that's a good staple. I wouldn't say... I mean, we know someone who watches It's a Wonderful Life every year. It's like a tradition. They say much, which, again, is a good Christmas film. From back in the day.
Well, I think we've talked about before as well, haven't we, that it's kind of everybody has their own Christmas films that they grow up with.
Yeah.
And it's kind of films that were on TV at Christmas when they were growing up, or they were just maybe films their parents watched and they ended up watching.
You'll never guess one of mine was, what I watched at Christmas. Superman the movie.
Superman the movie, I should have known that. Yeah, sounds about right.
It's really funny. I've talked about this, I think, on our videos before, but we recorded on VHS when it was on TV. So here in the UK, just like the rest of the world, you have ad breaks, commercial breaks throughout. And it's really funny. Even when I watch it now, there are certain points in the film I go, oh, that's where the commercial break was on that VHS.
Oh, yeah. That's when it cuts in. But I think, I think it's an interesting one, that is. And I think I've spoken to you before. I think... was kind of similar for us too when we were growing up, similar sort of age. We had like Superman and we had like Gremlins, The Karate Kid. There'd usually be a Bond film on as well of some kind, more than likely. You know, and then things like traditional Christmas films like The Santa Claus and stuff like that. You know, so I think that was kind of what we had at our Christmases. But Mr. Jethro, what Christmas films did you have growing up in your younger years? Like on every, or seemed to be on every year, or you ended up watching every year pretty much?
And you can't tell us that there's a sailor, DFS.
weirdly though, because the one film, well, there's a few, but for the earliest, the film I've really associated with Christmas is Star Trek Generations.
Right.
Oh, it's so funny you should say that.
Well, yeah, it has a Christmas tree in it, but I saw it one year around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And then the second time I saw it was again the Christmas the following year. So for me, it's just
it came out in December.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know that because it was the start of when I used to go with friends because my birthday is in December. So, excuse me, we used to go to the cinema and watch the Star Trek film like several years on running when the TNG films were coming out. So Generations, First Contact, Integration. And it was like a birthday stroke treat. I'd go with my mates to watch the Star Trek film that year.
Yeah.
And Generations, of course, was one of them. So it came out at Christmas. Mm. It's got a Christmas tree in it.
Yeah.
Is it a Christmas film?
There is a Christmas scene in there. So, and it sounds Christmas, it could be.
And that it's as close to a Christmas film as Star Trek's going to get.
Yeah, so far. We might get something else that's very, very Christmas, like one of the new Star Trek series might get some classic Christmas content in there. And
oh, absolutely.
That might become the Star Trek Christmas content. But
yeah.
We've had a musical episode. Yeah. Why not a Christmas episode?
Yeah. Don't give them ideas. but we know what it's like here with saying things and then weirdly they happen.
They do.
A bit later. but yeah, I think like what Jethro said, I think it's not just like the films that are Christmas films, but there's ones that you associate with Christmas as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
What about you, Mr. Dave?
I kind of just said me and Mr. P's are very similar with like Superman, a Bond film, Superman the movie, Karate Kid, E.T., things like that would tend to be on around Christmas time. Not so much anymore. Obviously, films get replaced over the years as time goes on, but they tended to be the four or five films that run at Christmas when I was growing up.
To be fair, a lot of them still do run.
Oh, yeah, you get those films will pop up, you know, towards the end of the year, but not specifically like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day like they used to be.
So, quick question. Is Die Hard a Christmas film?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it pretty much is. But I think we talked about it on a previous Christmas video, didn't we? And most people kind of have accepted now, maybe even, you know, not very strongly that it is. But I think we've pretty much agreed it's a Christmas movie. And it's now gone on to, like, Lethal Weapon, whether that's a Christmas movie or not.
It definitely is. Definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe. Certainly Die Hard. It takes place... Pace, what a pace. It takes place at a Christmas party.
Yeah.
At Christmas. How much more Christmas can you get? The entire thing takes place during a Christmas party. Well, you know what I mean? It gets interrupted.
Yeah.
But it's... Yeah.
Yeah. It looks as though that Nakatomi Tower party would have been really good had it not been... had the bad guys not dropped in. I think it would have been a good night out, that.
Yeah.
Damn Hans Gruber.
And now a word about our sponsor. Are you looking to take your business or idea online? Then Namespace has you covered. From personal websites, e-commerce, and fully managed IT services, see what Namespace can do for you today at namespace.rocks. Let's just quickly talk about traditions. So what's your Christmas traditions at home? Do you have any that you always do each year?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of different, obviously, as time goes by and, like, you lose people and things in the family. You don't see certain people that you'd normally see. You know, it's pretty much standard open presents in the morning. As you know, it's my birthday on Christmas Day
as well.
So
yes.
It's birthday Happy presents birthday. And Christmas presents. Yeah, thank you very much. Opening cards and presents and then a bit of TV and then stick lunch on and then... eat that and then maybe a bit of wine or a bit of booze and more telly and
it's an over exaggerated day off essentially.
Yeah, pretty much. They usually get out and see my two little nieces at some point. It's nice to incorporate the magic of Christmas with that, so that's always quite nice. Get the young ones involved.
Speaking of the young ones, what about you, Jethro? What do you do for Christmas?
Not much, like Christmas dinner, obviously turkey.
All the trimmings?
Well, I like stuffing's good. Peas, yeah, I like that. No, do you not like peas?
It's not the first thing I think about
when Christmas, don't we?
Peace at Christmas.
Goodwill to all and all that sorry. Yeah, we all like that.
I mean, I don't really have anything specific. It's just like, oh yeah, dinner, presents, and, well, it would be the King's speech now, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's really weird not having the Queen's speech anymore, isn't it?
And, of course, when the Geeky Guys Christmas special isn't on, Doctor Who, of course, is now quite a British staple
at
Christmas time.
I mean, that was really nice back in Russ T. Davies' first run, just like, what's the Christmas special going to be like this year? And it was something you look forward to Christmas Day, wasn't it, to stick that on
they were generally quite good as well. Like
yeah.
A few of them lost their way a little bit later on. But
I remember there was a thing you said about, they said that, we kind of thought about stopping them because we couldn't think of like any really good stories involving Christmas. And we were like, why does it need to involve Christmas anyway? If it's just a good episode and it's on at Christmas time, does it matter really?
It's like the first one, the Christmas invasion. That could have happened at any time, couldn't it? But it just happened to be at Christmas.
Yeah.
It kind of worked, didn't it? With the mechanical Santas and trees being taken over and things.
But that could have worked with other things. It wasn't integral to the story.
You could have had something other than the Christmas theme. Yeah.
My favourite Christmas special from that period was Voyage of the Damned.
Yes, that was very good, wasn't it?
I enjoyed that.
And that was my first Christmas special that I saw as it came out.
Yeah, 2007.
Yeah.
And that was, they actually go and visit Christmas. That's fine.
Jeffrey Palmer and Kylie Minogue. And
now, on our videos, we do normally do a quiz where we, myself and Mr. Dave, put our geeky heads against each other, brains against each other, and Mr. Jethro comes up with questions. We have got one for this episode, but it's not part of the normal one.
No, it's so a special mini festive edition quiz, isn't it?
It doesn't count towards the other. This is just five questions. Best of five. Shall we go and see who's going to win?
Let's give it a go, see what Mr. Jethro's come up with this time.
Let's go and find out.
How are we doing? Are we ready?
I think so. Looking, feeling very festive.
I've got no idea what he's going to come out with for this.
It could be anything.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, how many Die Hard movies were set on Christmas Eve? Go on then.
One.
Incorrect.
Two.
Correct.
Which was the second one?
It was the Die Hard 2.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, at the airport. Question number two.
I'm thinking of the trains. That was the third one, wasn't it?
Yes. Number two. How many Doctor Who Christmas specials are there?
I'm going to take a random guess because I really don't know. I don't know how many classic stuff did Christmas specials or anything like that. I'm going to just say 10.
Incorrect, but whoever's closest.
7.
13.
Oh, you know what? I was going to go higher than 10. I was going to say 15, but never mind.
Still won it.
Question number three. How many Lethal Weapon films did Richard Donner direct? Go on, then.
2.
Incorrect.
Well, I don't need to buzz in. I've got a feeling it was only the first. Was it number one? Just one?
Incorrect.
No. Oh!
It was all four.
Did he do all four?
Yep. So
I didn't realise.
Save that one.
I thought it was one of those where you did the first one, you're synonymous with it, and then...
All right. Number four. How many Home Alone films did Macaulay Culkin star in?
Yes. 2.
Correct. Okay, 2 each now. Number 5, the last one, all to play
this
for.
Is it.
Who played the Penguin in Batman Returns? Go on then.
Danny DeVito.
Correct.
And there we have it. Well done, Mr. Dave.
Ah,
3-2 to you. Of course, it doesn't count against the normal run.
No, unfortunately not.
Because you're still in the lead.
Am I still in the lead?
Yeah, you won 2, Dave's won 1.
Oh,
moment.
That's nice, isn't it? Mm. Oh, what a lovely little Christmas gift.
Yeah, we cheered up for the rest of the day. Oh,
that's it, yes. So, that's our quiz. We've gone through Christmas traditions. Let's revisit the Geeky Guy's favourite question, which is, of course, favourite Santa Claus. From TV or film.
Favourite actors who have portrayed Saint Nick or Santa Claus?
There are quite a lot. And I know, Mr. Dave, you prepared us a list.
Yes, a bit of a list.
Calm down, boy.
For us to go through here, but he just wants to come and sit with you.
Bless you.
Don't you? Yes. So there's quite a few on this list. You put Jim Carrey on this. How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, because he does kind of take over from Santa Claus, doesn't he? And goes and steals presents instead of giving them and all that sort of stuff.
I only said it because there's a really funny line that Jim Carrey once said, which is, actually, the Grinch doesn't hate Christmas, he hates people. And I think that's quite not for quite fair. I thought that was worth a mention, actually.
Yeah.
But still. So, have we got an answer? Mr. Jethro, who is your favourite? What is your favourite portrayal of Santa Claus?
Mine's going to go a bit left field because it's not really Santa, it's someone dressed up as Santa. It's Silent Night, Deadly Night 2, where...
I told you it was going to be something like that.
Yeah.
Where that the character of Ricky takes on from his older brother and like dresses up as Santa and starts shooting people. You know the you've probably seen the clip of Garbage Day, and then he just shoots the guy taking out his bins in the morning.
No.
Well, that comes from that movie.
Right.
Do you know what that's from?
Vaguely.
Thank you.
Remember
yes.
it somewhere, but
well, I mean,
I'll take that. I'll take that as yes. Yeah, you do know.
No, hey, that's your answer. And that's your favourite. And you know what? We're going to respect that answer.
Thank you.
Does it involve a killing spree?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Killing at Christmas. It's tradition.
Hey, it's a slasher film. Slasher film set at Christmas. It goes together.
Well, the red goes with the time of year, doesn't it?
Mr. Dave.
Very difficult one. I think I'm going to have to go for the old traditional one we've mentioned earlier. I think I would have to go for Tim Allen in The Santa Claus.
He did two, didn't he?
Yes.
Santa Claus?
Yeah. Followed probably closely by Kurt Russell, probably. The Christmas Chronicles and kind of a different slant on playing the role slightly. But yeah, I think Tim Allen would probably just about edge it for my favourite, I think.
Okay. Now, I must admit, for mine, I had to look up the name.
You're going to go for Samuel L. Jackson again, aren't you?
No.
Favourite Jedi and favourite Father Christmas.
No.
Right, okay.
I'd actually forgot I picked Samuel L. Jackson as my favourite Jedi. No, I had to get my notes here. I actually... So I'm going to go for David Hoddleston.
Right. Oh,
okay. From Santa Claus, the movie from 1985.
Yes, that's a good choice.
And it's just because of the nostalgia, because that's the film I grew up with. And we talked about your Christmas film, VHS. That's the one we would replay at Christmas.
Yeah, Santa Claus, the movie was on for, probably 6 or 7 years every year?
Yeah, well, it was a staple thing, wasn't it? I mean, it came out in 85. You know, I'm an 80s child, so...
Yeah.
And I mean, it was fairly successful, 23.7 million at the box office at the time, which in 1985 is quite substantial.
Christmas films probably did slightly better back then than they do now.
Yeah, I look at the cast. I mean, BZ in it, or BZ, played by John Lithgow, and also, of course, Dudley Moore,
Ben
Patch.
The great late Dudley Moore.
The elf. So, good cast, great film, still stands up today, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Aged maybe a little, but...
Still very well.
So yeah, for me, movie. That's my favourite, just because it's that nostalgia. That's what I grew up with, and I still have fond memories of that film.
Yeah,
you know.
And I mean, similar to what Mr. Jethro said with his, there's been a few interesting kind of dark takes on like the festive period and on Santa Claus and things like that, where you've had like the Krampus movies, where it's been like the anti-Santa. You've had the ones with like the killing sprees. We had the one we talked about earlier that David Harbour was in last year,
Violent Night,
where it's basically a rich family preparing for Christmas, getting the whole family together, and some bad guys come in, basically start taking them hostage and trying to get the family money. And
I bet Jethro likes that film.
Yeah, he probably would like that. Yeah, and then obviously Santa Claus turns up to leave the presents and like. Has to take on the bad guys. So it's kind of a nice mix between Home Alone and Die Hard. You know, which Home Alone, again, is another film that was shown at Christmas a lot of times as well.
Still is nowadays, you know.
That's still on now. Yeah, that's one of the ones that survived the test of time. That's still on. But yeah, we've had those ones like that, and we've had the one I mentioned earlier with George Boozer in the bloody Christmas Horror Story. You know, where it's kind of talking about like mental health and how people can be in a bad place at Christmas, and Christmas isn't a good time of year for them.
I think just that's worth a mention, actually, because, you know, we say we do a Christmas special and we're dressed up and happy and laughing. And it is worth pointing out when you're doing all your Christmas festivities and watching all your fun movies that not everybody is actually having a nice time. And it's just worth bearing that in your back of your mind.
Some people have no family to spend the time with, or they're on the street or in homeless shelters. Yeah, so it's,
or they've queued up the Geeky Guys Christmas special. And it started buffering at 10 seconds and they can't watch it.
Yeah, they can't watch anymore.
I don't think we can put that in the same category.
No.
But I just thought I'd mention
not.
It.
We'll get left.
But no. No
life is without hardship.
Yeah.
And just a quick mention, because also on this list that you put together, Dave, Doctor Who Last Christmas with Nick Frost.
Yes.
Ideally named, in fact. Doctor Who Christmas special at Christmas with Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Admittedly, it wasn't one of the best Christmas specials, I'm not going to lie.
No.
But it was good.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at, you know, like we said, like Christmas Carol was pretty good.
I enjoyed that.
Christmas Invasion worked quite well. So they've been a mixed bag, definitely, haven't they? But we're hoping that...
Christmas Invasion wasn't really that Christmassy. It just happened to be at that time, I think. Whereas sort of Voyage of the Damned was set... Because they visited Christmas on Earth,
and it did create the popular meme as well, didn't it? With the good old the late Bernard Cribbins with London at Christmas.
Not safe, is it?
we've had that, which has been nice. But obviously, this Christmas, very shortly, we've got Shooty Gatwa's first turn as the 15th Doctor. Which is going to be really good. We're really looking forward to that.
We are. We've got no idea really what it's going to be like.
No, of course, Millie Gibson as the new companion, Ruby Sunday. We've heard some of the music, some of Murray Gold's music, BBC 60th.
Just to say, actually, that we when they announced there was a new Doctor and who it was, and the fact Russell T. Davis was then coming back, the first thing we said is, oh, please Murray Gold back for the music. It was then announced he was coming back for the specials with David Tennant. Please get him back for the fulls. They have.
Now he's back for the series forward as well.
And
yeah.
we've listened to the theme, we've listened to the Doctor's theme, which the Doctor's theme is a little bit more of a variation of the Matt Smith Doctor's theme. And the Doctor Who theme, again, Murray Gold's done his magic with it. And it's
in a
awesome.
Way as well, I think the Ruby Sunday one's got some elements of Rose Tyler's theme as well in there. With like some of the piano stuff is very similar.
Yeah.
The soft piano stuff. But yeah, they're very good themes. The new Doctor Who theme is the theme you know and love. But slight changes here and there, which they always do every time.
If anything, all he's done is add a few little tweaks to it. And it just elevates it just a little bit further on.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to it. And obviously, as we know, obviously the Russell T. Davis era was classed as such a big, amazing, popular time.
Just to point out as well what they're going to do. I think I'm right in saying this. They're changing the numbering. We're back to square one again. This new series with the 15th Doctor is series one.
Season one.
So going back to the beginning again, which I can kind of understand why they've done, because people that are going to be coming into it new now, or reasonably new, don't want to be like mixed up in where the season lies amongst everything else. And so it's better just to say, it's back, this is the start. If you want to come into it now and you don't know much about Doctor Who, you can still get on board with it. So I would imagine that would have been one of the stipulations they would have had in there with the BBC and Disney, that that's not just back, just put it towards the core audience, but actually have it so people can jump in at this point.
What you're saying, I think, is we're going to get an reintroduction into
introduction
the Doctor.
To the Doctor.
So we're going to learn as a viewer who he is, where he's from, sort of. And hopefully not too much, because I think my only little bit of a criticism, one of my criticisms from the last series with Jodie Whittaker is I think they went too much into the Doctor's past, where that the Doctor was from, the background. I don't like to see too much of Gallifrey. I think that should be a bit more shrouded in mystery. It's all has been all the way through, nearly 60 years. And then in this last few years, they sort of just went, oh, let's break it all open. And I think we lost a little bit of the mystery.
Things to confirm, this is just like a cosmetic thing, isn't it? They're just starting at number one, but everything else is going to be pretty well the same. It's not going to be like how old Who has gone into new Who compared to new Who and new Who.
No.
Yeah, what, how are we going to distinguish it? Because there's old and new, but then...
I think you just did it quite right there. Classic Who's good, but new Who is not actually new Who, because we've already had new Who, and that's after Classic Who. We've actually got new Who, which comes after new Who, which comes after Classic Who, and it all makes perfect sense. Well, it does to me, anyway.
I couldn't say it about myself.
I think basically...
I went into a bit of a Humphrey Appleby speech there, didn't I?
I think you should basically just be Classic Who, new Who, and everything sort of after sort of Sylvester McCoy is all just new Who, and that's it.
Even Paul McGann?
Yeah, I think so.
Where would you say Paul McGann is? Is he new Who or old Who?
So he did kind of continue his story into like Big Finish, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But then you had Sylvester McCoy in the 96 movie at the beginning too. So I think he's the crossroads, isn't he? I think you could say, I don't think you could call it Classic Who. I agree with Dave. I think you've got to call it the new Who.
After that they find
but I think when we say new, we generally think we mean 2005
onwards. Yeah.
So I'll class him more as old Who, because in my mind, because McCoy appeared in it, there's a stronger link between McGann and McCoy than there is between McGann and Eccleston.
And if we were called Dave Gorman right now, what we'd be doing is putting our chart up on the screen to show you the Gantt chart of where they all fit.
The graph.
Yeah. we're not, and we don't, unless you now put one on the screen, Jethro, in post, which you're probably not going to do. You'll just get text now saying, sorry, couldn't be bothered.
Or I just couldn't just hold it out and no one...
You know either way. Now we'll never know.
We'll never know. No, so I think he's both classic and new, depending on where you put him. And we can't wait for New Who.
Jethro's
now made it, which is good. Series one of New Who.
So maybe we should now do a toast and say Merry Christmas.
I think so, yeah. We're pretty much at the end. We really, really do hope you are having a great Christmas so far. We hope you get everything you wanted on Christmas Day. And we will be back for a New Year special.
We will.
In a very short while, because we're nearly there. Until then, do have a Merry Christmas. And we'll see you soon.
Cheers.